Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Mezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the second topic of Parsha Shmini, the death of Nadav and Avihu, the children of Aharon. Perek Yud, Posuk Aleph. Vayikru v'nei Aharon, Nadav v'Avihu, ish machtosoi, vayitenu vohen eish, v'yosimu aleho ketoires, v'yakrivu lifnei Adonai eish zoro, Asher lo yitzivo oisom. And Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aharon, took each their shovel, and they put burning coals on it, and on top of that they put the ketores, and they brought it in front of Hashem, a foreign fire. What makes this fire foreign? Asher lo yitzivo oisom. Hashem did not command them to do this. Vateitze eish milifnei Adonai vatuichal oisom. And a fire came out from Hashem and consumed them, and they died in front of Hashem. Rashi will tell us later on, it doesn't mean it burnt up their bodies. Rather, two strings of fire went into their nostrils and burnt their neshama, but their bodies and clothing stayed intact. Says Rashi, Vatetzi Eish. Although the simple reading of the Pasuk would have sounded like that the reason they died was because they brought ketores and the eish zoro asher lo yitziv oisam. Nevertheless, Chazal understood that's not the cause of the death. Rather, Rashi brings down a machloikes tanoim why indeed they died. The reason of their death was because they were moire halocha b'fnei rabon, a paskin de halocha, in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is usher to do. You're not allowed to pask in a halacha in front of your Rebbe. Rabbi Shmuel Omer a different reason. Shtuye yayin nichnesu la mikdash. They came into the mikdash after having drunk wine. Teda, I'll prove it to you. She'achar misoson hizira nisorim shloi kontru shtuye yayin la mikdash. In the very next topic, we're about to see that Hashem commands Aaron not to enter the Beis HaMikdash after having drunk wine. What's the shaykhus? How'd that come in over here? Must be that that was the reason of their death. They came in shtuye yayin. Moshe l'melech sh'eloi ben bayis nemon k'de isa b'veikro rabo. The medrash over there brings a moshel to a king that had a faithful housekeeper. One day the king finds his housekeeper drinking wine on the job, and he kills him on the spot. But nobody knows why the king killed him. He didn't say why he's killing him. Later on, he appoints a new housekeeper, and he tells him, listen up, there's no drinking wine on the job. Now everybody knows, retroactively, that the reason he killed the first one is because he drank wine on the job. The question remains, if the first housekeeper was never told not to drink wine on the job, why indeed was he killed? Any idea? Posuk Gimel Vayomer Moshe El Aharon. Who asher diber Adonai lemor bikrivai kodesh v'al pnei chol ha'omek oved v'idoim Aharon. Says Moshe to Aharon, now I understand. This is what Hashem told me in Parshas Tetzaveh after completing commanding me regarding building the Mishkan and the Begodim. Hashem told me bikrivai kodesh, I will be sanctified with those close to me. Originally, I thought he's referring to either you or me. But now I see that your children, Nadav and Avihu, are more choshuv than you and me. Ve'al pnei kol ha'om ekoved. And by Hashem doing din in the tzaddikim, he is honored, he is exalted, he is glorified by the rest of the nation. Because when the nation sees, ad heichon diktu kadin, how precious is every mitzvah and every aveira, and how much it means, Hashem, he brings kavod to Hashem. Vayidoim Aharon. And Aharon was quiet. He has no tainus. He's not complaining. He's mekabel the din. Says Rashi, Yehu Asher Dibel. This is what Hashem told me. Heichon Dibel. Where did Hashem tell this to Moshe? Says Rashi, a posting in Parshat Tzav. Shmois Choftes Mem Gimel. V'noi adeti shomo levnei Yisrael. Over there I will meet Am Yisrael in the Mishkan. V'nikdash bichvoidi. The Poshup Shad is, the Beis HaMikdash will be Nikdash, will be holy, with my presence. But we darshan, Al Tikri Bichvoidi Elo Bimechubodai, with those that are precious to me. אמר לו מוישה לארון, ארון אוך, יודע איסי שיסקדש הבית במיודו ושל מוקוים. I knew that the Beis HaMikdash will be מקודש with one of Hashem's close ones. ואיסי סובו אוי בי אוי בכו, either me or you. אבל עכשיו רואי אני שהם גדולים ממני וממכו. Now I see that your children, not of an Aviu, are greater than me and you. Vayidoim Aharon, he was quiet. No tainus, mekabel the din. And kibel schar al shtikoso, he got schar for this silence. Umaschar kibel, shenisyachet imo yadibur, in the very next topic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Aaron directly. Vayidaber Hashem el Aharon leimoyol. Regarding shenem oloi levadoi, parsha shtu yayin, we're about to see. Bikroivai bibichirai in my chosen ones. Val pnekolom e koved, kisha kodosh bohu is a din metzadikim, mis yore, he is feared, umis ale, umis kales, he is raised and exalted. Why? Because the people say to themselves, in kain be elu, if the tzadikim get such a din, kol shekain borishoim, that they're going to get punished. Vachinu oimel, nui roi Elohim mimikdoshero, aposakin tehillim. Hashem is awesome in his base hamikdosh. We darshan al tikri mim mikdoshecho, elo mim mekudoshecho. Hashem is awesome from those holy to him. Namely, this idea that Rashi just said. When Hashem does a din in the Rishoyim, his name becomes awesome. Pozog dalet vayinkro Moshe el mishoel ve'el el tzafon b'nei Uziel doid aharoin vayoymer aleihem. Kirvu, su'es achichem me'eis p'nei ha'kodesh el michutz lamachane. And Moshe Rabbeinu calls Mishoel and El Tzofon. They are the children of Uziel. Uziel is the uncle of Aharon, the uncle of Moshe also. How so? Moshe and Aharon's father's name was Amram, and Amram's younger brother was Uziel. So this Mishoel and El Tzofon are first cousins to Moshe and Aharon. And Moshe called Mishoel and El Tzofon, and he tells them, take your brothers, namely your first cousins once removed, Nadav and Avihu, mi'eis pnei ha'kodesh, out of the Mishkon, el michutz lamachane, take them out of the camp. Says Rashi, doid Aharon Uziel achi Amram hoyo, shenemar uvnei kehos Amram, v'yitzor chevroin v'uziel. Su'es aichichem. Rashi's bothered by, what is the word Pnei HaKodesh doing over here? Obviously you have to take them. What else do you do with a dead body? You have to go and bury him. Why does the Pasuk specify Me'is Pnei HaKodesh? Says Rashi, Kodom Em Lachaviroi, Ha'avir Ha'meis Milifnei HaKalo, Sholei Le'arbe V'Sasimcho. Imagine you're walking a Kala from her house to her Chuppah, and there's a Levaya standing in the way. So remove the Levaya from before the Kala, not to disturb the Simcha of the Kala. We're holding now by a glorious day, inauguration of the Mishkan. Remove the mace from Me'es Pnei HaKodesh in order not to disturb the Simcha. Posuk Hei Vayinkrevu Vayisaum Bechuton Oysom El Michutz Lamachane Kasher Diber Moshe. And Mishoel and El Tzofon did as Moshe told them. They come and they carry Nadav and Avihu in their clothing. Because as I mentioned before, they were not burnt, just their neshama was burnt. Their bodies and clothing are intact. And they took them outside the camp, just as Moshe had told them. Says Rashi, Bechutoy noisem shel meisim, of Nodav and Avihu. Melame, this teaches us, shel inisavu bigdehem, and their bodies, elo nishmosom. Kimin shnei chutim shel eish, two strings of fire, nichnesu l'toychot tmeyem, in their nostrils, and burnt them from the inside. Posuk vav vayomer Moshe el Aharon ule Elazar ule Isamar banav roshichem al tifra'u uvigdichem lo yisifroimu velo yisamusu val kol hoido yiktoif vachichem kol beis Yisrael ivku es ha'sreifo asher soraf Adonai. And Moshe tells Aharon, Elazar and Isamar, although at this point you are avelim, and an avel has to grow his hair and tear his clothing, but you are an exception. Do not grow your hair, and do not tear your clothing, and then you will not die. In other words, if you act like an avel, you will die. And then, who's going to bring the kapara for Am Yisrael? There'll be no kohanim to be mechaper on Am Yisrael. Val kol oido yiktsoif. Hashem will get angry with the eidah because there's no kaporo. Va'achichem kol beis Yisrael liv kuris asrif. Asher sov Hashem. The rest of Am Yisrael, they will mourn the death of Nodav and Avihu that Hashem has burnt. Says Rashi, al tifro, al tegad luseo. Don't grow your hair. Mikan this teaches us she'ovel osu betis poires that an ovel cannot take a haircut. Avol atem al te'albavu simchosa shel mokoim. Do not disturb the simcha of Hashem. V'loisa musu hoim tasu kein yes to musu. V'achichem kol beis Yisrael mikan shetzoroson shel tamid rachomim mutelas al akoilis abel bo etzoro v'tamud chochom. Namely, when the Talmud Chochom is sitting Shiva, everybody has to be Misabel with him. Posuk Zayin umi Pesach oyel moyed loy seitzeu pen tomuzu ki shem en mishchas adoinoy aleichem vayasu ki dvar Moshe. And do not leave from the entrance of the oyel moyed. Do not leave from the Azoro. You will die if you do that. And why is that? Because you have Shem and Amishka upon you. And they did as Hashem, as Moshe told them. Adkan, the second topic of the Misas Nodov and Avihu, the children of Aaron. On to the third topic, Yain v'sheichor al teisht, kehanim may not drink wine when doing the avoido in the Mishkan. Pozuk ches. Vayidaber Adonai el Aaron leimor. And Hashem spoke to Aaron as follows. Yain v'sheichor al teisht. Ato uvonecho itoch bevoyachem eloy el moed veloy samusu chukas oilom ledoiroi seichem. You may not drink wine. Usually wine is regular wine and sheichol is aged wine. But over here it can't mean that. Because obviously if you can't drink wine, you also, maybe even surely, cannot drink aged wine. Rather, Rashi explains, you can't drink wine in a way that it makes you a shikoyer, in a way that it makes you drunk. Namely, a reviz bevasachas at one shot, and that's not diluted with water. That's what makes a person drunk. That's the is. Do not drink wine that makes you shikor, you and your children. Whenever you come into the oil moyed to do the avoido, and then you will not die. If you do come in having drunk wine, you will be chayim misa. Chukas oilom l'deiroseichem, this is halacha forever for your generations to come. Says Rashi, Yain v'sheichor, Yain derech shichrusoi. As I mentioned, Aravis bevasachas, not diluted with water. Bevoyachem eloy el moed, in li elo bevoyom lahechol. If I only had this posuk, I would only think that there's an issur to drink wine when they do avoido in the hechol, either k'toires, or the menoiro, or lechem aponim. But what about begishtom lamizbeach minayin? Let's say they do an avoido on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. They're not coming into the oil moyed. Maybe then there is no issur to drink wine. Emfeld Rashi, Nemar kan bias oil moyed, v'nemar bekidush odayim v'raglayim, bias oil moyed. Over here it says the words, bevoyachem el oil moyed. In the beginning of Parshas Kisiso, when it told us at the end that they have to wash their hands and feet from the kiyor, it also says, when you come to oil moyed. But over there, it also says that when you do the avoido on the Mizbeach, also needs the rechitza shdayim v'raglayim. So make a drosha. Ma'ala alon in kisisa. By rechitza shdayim v'raglayim. Also gishas Mizbeach. Coming to do avoido on the Mizbeach. Is kibias oil moyed is equivalent to doing avoido in the oil moyed. Afkan regarding shtiyas yain. Also gishas Mizbeach. Kibias oil moyed. And therefore it's also an issur to drink wine when doing the avoido on Mizbeach HaChitzoin. Posuk yudu lehavdil bein ha-kodesh uvein ha-choil uvein ha-tomei uvein ha-tohoil. If you drink wine when doing the avoido, that will separate between an avoido ha-mekudeshes and avoido that's chulin. Because if you do avoido after you drinking wine, it's mechalel the avoido. That's what Rashi learns the first half of the posuk. The second half of the posuk, Rashi doesn't explain. L'chayra, it means that the word lehavdil is being read twice, and it means different things in the first half and in the second half. In the first half, it meant, like I explained, that drinking wine will separate, will differentiate between a good avoido and a chulun avoido. And ulehavdil bein atomei v'natohoir, don't drink wine, because part of a kohen's job is to paskin tumah v'taharah on a metzora. If a person drinks wine, he doesn't think straight. He won't be able to differentiate between a tomei and a toir. That is another reason I'm telling you not to drink wine. Says Rashi, ulehavdil kidei shetavdilu bein avoido mekedoisho lemechuleles, to differentiate between a good avoido and a bad avoido. Holomadatoshim ovad avoidosoi psula, it passels the avoido. Posugur alef uloi roises bnei Yisrael, eis kol hachukim asher diber adoinoi alehem biyad Moshe. There's somebody else who is not allowed to drink wine, who's not allowed to drink wine, and that is when a chochom is paskening. A chochom that drink wine may not paskin. He cannot be lohoiro, he says, Bnei Yisrael, the chukim that Hashem told you in the hands of Moshe. Says Rashi, lohoiro, lomad she'osu shikur boiro. A shikur, a person that drink a raviz yain, may not paskin. Yochol yehei chayav misa also, like a koyen. Tamuloyma, no. In Pasuk test we learned. Only ato uvonecho itoch, it says, veloy samusu. Kohanim avodosom is b'misa. Bein mein chachomim b'irosan b'misa. A chacham paskin after drinking a raviz wine, he was over an iser, but is not chayav misa. Ad kan the third topic of yain v'sheichor al teisht, the Easter shtias yain for a kohen doing the avodah.